Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Yeah, let's go over to Darren for the sports news.
Yes, plenty of excitement here this morning. Mary, we're going to get into the golf a little bit later on, that disappointment for Rory McIlroy, but all eyes now are on our draw. The group stages of the All-Ireland Football Championship completed yesterday, so we are down to the final 12 counties in the race for the Sam Maguire Trophy. Now, the GAA President, Jarlath Burns, and Fergal McGill, the GAA's Director of Player Club and Games Administration, join me in studio. Very good morning to you both, and thanks for being here. So what is the state of play? We have Armagh, Dublin, Donegal and Kerry. They're straight into the quarterfinals. I'm sure they have the feet up, just resting up and getting ready for the big one, the quarterfinals in a couple of weeks' time. But what we have here this morning is Galway, Mayo, Tyrone and Louth. They finished second of their group, so they'll be in ball one. They will have home advantage. And then the third place teams, we've Derry, Roscommon, Cork and Monaghan. They'll be in our ball two. They'll be on the road this weekend, whatever happens. No repeat pairings allowed. So if there is a repeat fixture drawn, we'll move the second county pulled out onto the next line of our draw sequence, and it'll become very obvious as we go along how this is going to play out. So, Fergal, without further ado, will you pull our first county, please?
Yes, so all the counties I pull, Darren, will be at home, just to note that to begin with. And the first one out are Mayo. So Mayo can't play Roscommon, just to note that.
Okay, so Mayo, so good yesterday against Dublin, weren't they? And just coming up short. Who are they going to play, Jarlath? Oh.
Derry.
Mayo and Derry. What a way to start the morning. That is a feisty one, isn't it? Who have you got next, Fergal?
Out, Darren, we have got Louth.
Louth are up next.
And just to note that Louth can't play Monaghan,
who they drew with in the group stages of the competition.
Corkig.
Louth and Cork. A very good draw as well. I actually covered them, that game in Navan last year in the group stages, and very little between them. Third pairing.
Next out, Darren, we have the Red Hand County of Tyrone.
So Healy Park next weekend will play host to
Roscommon.
Tyrone, Roscommon.
And that only leaves one more. And that is, the home team is Galway.
And you're the Muinechan.
Galway, Monaghan. I'll repeat those again. Mayo against Derry, Louth and Cork, Tyrone, Roscommon, Galway, Monaghan. Now, in terms of fixtures, Fergal, this is your area of expertise. When are we going to see these games played?
Yeah, we'll be looking at the fixtures later today, Darren. So they'll all be played next weekend. We'll have a full.
You can't give us any more than afternoon. That.
Unfortunately, not.
Okay.
Lots of talking to do yet.
Okay, fair enough. Jarlath Burns, great to have you in studio. It's getting serious from here on in, Jarlath, isn't it?
It certainly is. Markovitz Park yesterday, Armagh versus Galway, right up until the last second. Same with Mayo and Dublin. We're starting now to see the real championship games, because teams are going to go out very fast.
Mm. In terms of the matches, I have to say, I just haven't been involved myself out of games every weekend. And this is something we touched on last week, Jarlath, in terms of the structure of it. And I'm not picking any county in particular, but I covered Monaghan yesterday, and it was a brilliant win for them against Meath. But it was only their second victory in 2024. Their opening win came in the opening round of the Alliance Football League against Dublin. And then we've Derry, who've lost three big championship games, and yet they're here at the business end of the season. How do you view that?
That is the format of this championship. We're doing consultations at the moment with the provinces. Last week we were in Leinster and Munster. This week we're in Ulster and Connacht. We will then discuss it at our next Ard Coirlea meeting. And one of the themes that's coming through really is the lack of jeopardy. A lot of people think, and I share this view, Darren, that the league is there as a development competition. You have seven games. It allows teams to make incremental developments and improvements. I mean, Louth is a great example of that. Even Derry going from Division 4 to Division 1, Westmeath. There are plenty of counties who have done that. Leash is another one. the championship should have jeopardy. It should be more of a blunt instrument. The clue is in the title of the competition. The championship is there to get the champions. And while we have a great competition within that now, which is the Tailteann Cup, I just think that one of the major themes that's emerging from this is that there should be a lot more jeopardy. There should be more winning, more losing, more disappointments, more triumphs. And I think that's what the next year's championship will look more like.
Okay. You mentioned the Tailteann Cup. There was a big vote last night in Central Council. The Tailteann Cup, there was some speculation it was going to be moved. The master fixture list was going to change. It was going to move to Saturday. Some counties, one in particular, Sligo, weren't happy with that. You had a vote last night, a very close vote, and it's going to stay as it is. So the Tailteann Cup semi-finals will go ahead next Sunday. A debate and a vote. Can you tell us what happened at that meeting last night?
I asked for an hardcore meeting last night because I just felt that we have five hurling games left. Three of those are going to be on a Saturday. We have 14 football matches. And really last night it became a contest between which are we going to nurture and promote more. And it put Ardcorlea in a terrible position because they are two competitions that we do want to promote and we do want to nurture. The Hurling Championship and, of course, the Tailteann Cup, which is a new cup. It was added to the fact that Wexford, who are out to play on Saturday against Clare, also are hosting the Féile, the Hurling and Camogie Féile. So they have hundreds of volunteers all around the county who are going to be involved in that. They now have to make a choice, either go to Thurles or stay at home to host the teams that are coming. That's not an ideal situation whatsoever. And it does come back to the fact that we have this condensed championship. It's yet another aspect of this condensed championship that we have, along with all of the other things that we have discovered. And that is why we are doing the consultations. And that is why I would imagine that next year there's going to be change.
Mm-hmm. And the vote, could you just give us the idea how close it was in terms of the vote?
Well, it had to go 60% in order for it to succeed. It went 57.4%. But I have to give credit to Sligo. If they ever changed the name of the Tailteann Cup, they should change it to the Sean Carroll Cup. He's the chair of Sligo. He spent the entire day yesterday canvassing to ensure that Sligo would be able to play on Sunday. And he deserves great credit. I rang him after the vote, even though it went probably against me, because I felt that we should have had the hurling on Sunday. That was just my own opinion. But I think Sligo in particular deserve great credit for the passion that they showed in wanting their competition to be on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And I would take my hat off to them.
And following on from our conversation last week, Jared, the condensed nature of it, this is going to keep happening, isn't it, unless something is done just to let the whole thing breathe a small bit.
Yeah, and I think one of the difficulties is that we've become almost obsessed at both club and county on the round robin. We're doing it now at county, where we used to, and we're doing it now more, you know, at intercounty. We're doing it now more in our club championships as well. If you look, Cork require, I think it's 14 weeks to run off their club championship. I think Limerick, Wexford require 16 weeks. There is an argument that says that any championship, club championship that has six teams in it, that's not a championship, that's a league. So if we're going to do what a lot of people want to do, which is to maybe perhaps push out the All-Irelands to have them a bit later, there's going to have to be serious compromise, and the compromise will have to come from counties in how they run their own club championships. And I think there's a very, very wide conversation we have to have in the association in general that firstly addresses the issue of too many games in the inter-county senior championship, that condensing the season, the split season, and if we really want what we want, which is to have later All-Irelands, we're all going to have to compromise.
Everyone has to compromise. Yeah. Before I go, some new rules for football. Trialed at the weekend. Did you get to go along to any of those games? Did you get any feedback on them?
I didn't, but I saw Eamon Fitzmaurice's interview yesterday with Joanne. I thought it was a really, really good interview at the start of their Sunday game programme at Dr Hyde Park. He laid it out very, very clearly. There's no secrets here. We're making it very clear as we go along exactly how we're doing it. But one thing I would say, these are not proposals. These are emerging themes that came out of the massive consultation that we had, Darren. And proposals won't come until later in the year. We are sandboxing at the moment. We are trialling.
And could you just give, just in case the listeners have missed it from last week, a flavour of some of the things that you're looking at? 4 points for a goal?
Yeah, that was one thing. 3 points for a point that is scored from further out. Keeping people back to try and stop the congestion whenever a team starts attacking. You see that in a lot of other sports, in basketball, across other sports, where you're not allowed to have all of your forwards back. And it's all about really trying to find space for forwards to do what they do best, which is to score. Having said that, you know, we had some outstanding matches yesterday, and I mean, there are some people who think that we don't need to make any changes. I'm not one of them, but there's one thing for sure. This committee is one of the best groups we have ever put together in the GAA, and they're led by an absolutely outstanding person, Jim Gavin. And what I have found going around the country, Darren, is that there is incredible confidence in what they are doing. Okay. They're informing everybody, they're doing everything correct, and I think they're going to establish a blueprint for this game for the next 25 years.
Gerard Burns, thank you for joining us. And Fergal McGill, those pairings again, Mayo and Derry, Louth, Cork, Tyrone, Roscommon, Galway, Monaghan, times, fixtures, venues, they'll all be confirmed a little bit later on. Before we go, Rory McIlroy, unable to win the US Open last night, beaten by Bryson DeChambeau. He was right in the mix until the very end, but three bogeys in the final four holes really proved costly. Two of them look to be fairly straightforward putts, to be honest with you, as well. England made a winning start to the European Championship, a 1-0 win against Serbia. Jude Bellingham with the goal. The Netherlands beat Poland 2-1. Denmark and Slovenia finished 1-1 apiece. That is all your sport for now. Sports updates on the RTE Sport website. I'm sure there'll be a lot more reaction to that draw.
Sure will. Thanks a million, Darren. Well, after the break, we'll be staying with sport and looking at online abuse.